Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, right before the end of the 10th Perek, the Gemara brings that Nesachim Shenitmu, if you have Nesachim Vekim Tomei, Me'oysel Ma'arocha B'fnei Atzo, he makes his own fire, the Seraphim, and you burn them in the Kodesh. Now the Rambam, when he brings it, he says, he does Ma'arocha B'fnei Atzo, and he burns them on the Mizbeach. You don't burn them in somewhere else in Beis HaMikdash, but on the Mizbeach itself. So the Kli Chemdor Pasha Tzav explains why. He says, because we have a din, that things that become tome, atzitz miratze. So you can have tumor, but it still will be okay. So therefore, I don't want to just get rid of them. I have a din to get rid of kachim. That's one thing. But in addition, I also want it to be going on the Mizbeach and be kosher Mizbeach. So that's why I burn it on the Mizbeach. He's mekayim two mitzvahs, haktoras and esachim, and the esreifas kotchi tmeim. And with this, Kli Chemdor quotes somebody else, that comes to answer the famous question on Hanukkah. What happened in Hanukkah? They couldn't find an oil which is tar until they found the pach of the Kohen Gadol, and that was the thing they used, and they had the nace for it to light for 8 days. But the shaila is, if you hold tumo hutru betzibur, meaning that when that tzibur is tameh, so you can do everything betumo. So what do you need this miracle? Why do you need to find a special oil which is tor b'chisama shekoyin gadol? Just use oil tameh tumo hutru betzibur. So this is the famous shaila in Yoni Chanukah. The Yeshua brings it in Shabbos, and Yeshua says an answer, and many others bring this answer. The really mitzad din, there was no din. You didn't need to have the pach koyin gadol. But it was a special nes that Kadosh Baruch Hu did in order to show the chibosim shiyistrol, to show the love that he has to Am Yisrael, that they could do the hadlakas haneiros b'taharo, even though they don't need to. But Kli Chemdor says, based on our Gemara, you have another answer. And the answer is, because when you take Dover Tom and you burn it, you mikayim two mitzvahs. You mikayim the mitzvah of the actual haktoro, but you also mikayim the mitzvah of sveifas kachim, meaning kachim tmeim. Now, on the Mizbeach, we have a din. The things that go on the Mizbeach, nasa lachem mishum Mizbeach, becomes the bread of the Mizbeach. So it could be that when you're burning something in the Mizbeach, even though you also have maybe a kiyum of getting rid of kachim, but the tumor goes away, so you're not really doing straight as kachim tumei. But on the menorah, we don't have such a thing. So if you take shemen tome and you put it on the menorah, not you're lighting the menorah, but in the same time, you also are burning kachim tumei. If so, if that's what you're doing, so that you can do on Shabbos. Dovah Shein Kavul Ozman is not doing Shabbos. So this burning kachim tumeim, is not Kavul Ozman, so you can't do it on Shabbos. So you may, that is the reason they need to have a nace to find the Pach Kohen Gadol, because if not, how can they light the menorah on Shabbos? So based on our sugyo, that we have a din, that even when you're coming and using it, you're able to mikhayim shnei mitzvahs, because the Rambam says you do in the Mizbeach. So you have the chutz shnitru. I burn the mizbeach to mikayim too. So you may every time that I burn something tome, I mikayim too. I cannot mikayim sreifas kachim tmeim on Shabbos. That's why I couldn't lit the shemen tome on Shabbos Chanukah. So the Kli Chemdor, there is ma'arich in this answer, and then he concludes. He says, I disagree. What is the idea of sreifas kachim tmeim? Well, why do we burn kachim tmeim? Because I can't use them. Can't use the Torah and make sure that there will be no takala. Get rid of them, so you're not going to use them. But here I could use it. If I have tumo tchui betzibur, tumo hutru betzibur, I could go and actually light the candles. If I'm using them, I have no din to go and do sreifas kachim. So this yesod, that when you're burning something, you mikayim both. You also mikayim the mitzvah, and you also mikayim the din of sreifas kachim tmeim, that the Kli Chemdor disagrees, and he's coming to be doicha this answer that we have on Yoni Chanukah tomorrow's sugya. Well, and one more inyan has to do with what we're learning now, the Gabi Chanukah. One thing here, the Gemara quotes, the Gemara says that all these liquids, Nesachim and Shemen, they become Tameh and you have to get rid of them. This goes according to Mandalama that holds that the liquids of Misamigdish could become Tameh. But there is a Shita on the Gemara of Pesachim that says, the Mashke Beimid Bechayo, the liquids of Misamigdish don't become Tameh. So there's already some of the Mefarshim point out that our Gemara doesn't fit with that Shita. But there is a question on that Shita. Question is, if you hold the liquids of Beis HaMikdash don't become Tameh, so how did the Shemen Beis HaMikdash become Tameh on Chanukah? Why do you need the Nes of Chanukah? Shemen doesn't become Tameh. And there's several answers that are set to this question. But one answer, the first answer, the Shoyel Umeishi brings in Kamo Chela Gimel Sirin Mein Beis, he says, we know, we learned the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, but we're pritzim Mechilalua, when the Goyim go into Beis HaMikdash, they're Mechalel the Mokum. It loses the Kedusha. So the answer is, when the Yevani went into Beis HaMikdash, they made it Chalel, they made it Choyel. So we mainly now the oil becomes tamei. The oil doesn't become tamei, it's a mashke of Beis HaMikdash. If the Beis HaMikdash is a mechulal, so then the oil does become tamei. And this fits with the whole inyan of what is Chanukah. It's brought down in the Pachat Yitzchok, and many of Rabbis say, that the whole idea of the Yevonim was to come and take away the Gedusha of Beis HaMikdash. That's why they did 13 holes, 13 pratzayis of Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to come and destroy Beis HaMikdash. They just wanted to make Beis HaMikdash to lose the holiness of Beis HaMikdash. That was the whole purpose of the Yevonim. That's what they wanted to do. And the whole idea of the Nitzach and Yavon is the Yevonim wanted to say that Am Yisrael doesn't have any special Gedusha. So immediately, when they were able, when they were conquering, they were in control, they took away the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash, and the Shem became Tomei. And the Maharsham, and the Sefer Tchelis Mordechai, and Chanukah, he says, that's the Pshat that we sing in Moed Tzur, Uportzu Choymus Migdalai, Vetimu Kol Hashmanim. You know why the Tumas Chal on the Shemin? Because Portzu Choymus Migdalai, because you lost the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash, so immediately you don't have that protection, that oil Beis HaMikdash does not become Tomei. So two inyanim that are get to our sugya and are get to inyanim Chanukah. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.